the necessary quintumvirate of Prince, Proudhon, Nicola, and Alice, and Paul. Part 14, Claims Bigger Than States. What have feelings to do with faith? We asked last week and continue to ask today. Are we edging any nearer to an answer? Paul and Prince are bringing up a lot of feelings for me. They're so righteous, you see. So unshaken by the haters. Their eyes so steady on the prize. How did they do it? I cannot help but wonder this as I think about the indefatigableness, the indomitable forward momentum of Paul and Prince. Both men help us with the emotional side effects of persecution. For Alice Miller, it's a straightforward issue. Feelings? Express them. Use your art. Reflect on them. Understand them. Make them conscious. Integrate them into your personality. Accept them as part of you. Celebrate them as part of you. Love yourself for having them, because having them means you are rich in feelings, vibrant, alive, full of that which seeks life. And feelings, working through them, allow us to get to the goal, joy. Alice's get yourself clear is equivalent to Prince's get right with your soul. Feel what you feel, then hearken. Check the moral compass. Be reflective. But when persecution is chronic, we ask of our assembled cast of experts in love. Buffeted by good winds or ill, keep your soul clear. Make sure your feet keep to the right direction, your chosen direction. Don't let nobody bring you down. And if you find yourself cast away by your mates, faith says, don't worry. You can never be alone while the good souls hold you. But these are words only, which, spoken out loud and sufficiently spread, will bring the stake down on your head, but which, when they represent the ancestors' encouragement, absent their physical presence, feel insufficient, like a thumbs up or a keep that chin up after a punch in the gut. But we aren't talking about words only, are we? This is what I'm being helped with. If feelings lead us back to joy, they will also lead us back to faith. Consult your heart, and you will feel the presence of the ancestors. If we sit with them, the ancestors, they sit with us. And what Prince not just tells us, but shows us is the critical thing is to not get stuck in it, the anger. We got to keep the party moving, just like he told us. Kick the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology, 2004.
Rain. wherever you